And this is really and truly simply a way to create personal knowledge management, or sometimes we refer to it as PKM. At the end of the day, wherever you decide to put things, please put them in a place that you can optimize for retrieval, not just for where it is. Because if you've ever had the experience of trying to find an asset and you can't find it, then it's likely because you just don't have a system for where you actually want to begin to put things.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design.
Hey, everyone. Let's talk about personal knowledge management. There is so much content out there. When you read a book, listen to a podcast, go to a conference, have meetings, listen to an audiobook, where do you put all of this stuff? I would say that this has become surprising, but now in some of my private coaching, I've actually brought this up more towards the beginning, which is basically, where are you going to put the notes in the material, the content, the PDF, the Excel spreadsheet, the Word document, your personal notes, whatever that may look like? Where are you going to put all of this stuff? And every time somebody has said, you know what, that's actually a good question, I'm not really sure. Now, I personally have had this trouble myself. I too had struggled with having notes all over the place, assets all over the place, tools all over the place, and it can become very overwhelming. So I'm going to suggest what I feel like the research has backed. People like Michael Hyatt has done extensive amount of research. I mean, they should. They're literally helping Full Focus Planner, which is the biggest part of their company now. That's what they do. But even Michael himself has admitted that keeping certain things in different places can become overwhelming, especially from a digital perspective. Here's my recommendation. I think that you should have three main systems for personal knowledge management. Number one is the one that I think all of us are somewhat accustomed to, and that's going to be email or email folders, email labels. And if you're in Google, if you're working in Outlook, it's going to be a little bit different. But basically, a foldering system for your emails. That way, instead of all the emails just coming into one place, that you're actually dragging them contextually into some sort of a system. I think Dan Martell, in his book, Buy Back Your Time, he offers a email structure, which would be like exclamation mark, your name, that puts it at the very top, and a few other labels or folders. Here's my thing. Whether you adopt Dan Martell's, I think he calls it email GPS or something like that. I think the bigger point is, do you have a foldering structure for your emails? And if you are large enough and you have an executive assistant, I think that this is where these two things can come hand in hand. So I think number one, the system of having, how do you organize your emails? And I'm not talking about just your inbox. In fact, predominantly, I'm not talking about your inbox. I'm talking about the folder system on the left-hand side. So that, as an example, you're working with a client and there's a lot of emails going back and forth. And well, you could reference that email chain in that email folder. Or maybe it's with your marketing company. And so you work with, let's just say DirectClicks. You work with DirectClicks and your account manager with DirectClicks. You want to have one place that all of the emails that they send over to you, you don't have to search by name. It's actually in that folder system. So I think that that is one of the easiest lower lifts. It's just structuring the emails better. Number two, I think that you need to have some place, a digital repository, where you are going to be able to go and look for assets, look for assets. Now, we have talked a ton about the importance of having a business operating system, and that is structured a certain way. And I think that there are principles and then there are playbooks. I'm not talking about that. I am talking about when you have a PDF that comes in that you opted in from something on Instagram, or you read a book, or you grab a YouTube video or a podcast or something, where do you put all of that? My recommendation is you have one digital place that you love to put it. Personally, I love Notion. I recognize Notion can have a steep learning curve for people. There is Tiago Forte has written a book called Building a Second Brain. He has what he calls the PARA system, P-A-R-A. I didn't love it. I didn't try it. I read it. I love the concepts and the principles from his book, Building a Second Brain, more than I actually did his system. It didn't seem as just intuitive to me. But what I did love is the idea of having a second brain. I just like my second brain to be inside of Notion. There's so many different ones. Ulysses, Evernote. Heck, you could even just use a Google Drive if you wanted to do that. Bigger thing is, or Dropbox. Do you want to have one place that is organized in a way that you could keep the majority, or if not all, of your digital files? Because if you want to be able to optimize for speed of retrieval, not speed of organization of where you put it initially, I want to be able to say, oh yeah, that's right, I've got that PDF. Where do I put it? You know what? Here's somebody who's big on social media. Alex Hormozi. You opt into his scaling roadmap as an example. Well, where are you going to put that? Where are you going to put those things? Where are you going to put a link to a website or to a YouTube video or a podcast that he's done that you really like? That's what I really love Notion for, okay? If I read a book, if I'm listening to somebody, if I'm like, ooh, I want to take a screenshot of that, where do I put that screenshot? That's really where I love using Notion. Now, there was a period of time inside my own program, Blueprint, that we admittedly kind of over-indexed for Notion a little bit, and we loved it so much that we were kind of pushing people inadvertently to using it. And before you know it, we kind of became a Notion training company. So we've pulled way back off of that. And so now I just recommend it in kind of the way that I'm recommending it to you. So digital place and an email location. And then number three, and this is analog. This is the physical place where you're actually writing notes. As a matter of fact, I am here and writing in one of our notebooks. And so this is a Moleskine notebook. These are some of my favorite notebooks. I love the soft cover of it. I love the way that the pages write on them. It's been great. I've tried a lot of different notebooks. No surprise that they are navy. That probably, from those of you who know, that's my favorite color, and obviously Blueprint being blue. So that's what I love. But what I also will tell you is, if you have multiple companies, I won't intermingle notes inside that notebook. I will only have notes for that company, for that business, inside of that notebook. And that's helpful because then I'm not mixing in different businesses, or I'm not mixing in personal as an example. And so that, I think that that really helps and is key, so that you're centering everything around. As an example, from one company, I have a three-ring binder. Actually, for two, I have a three-ring binder. I like to put notes or print things off from there. And then I also have a notebook that I keep with that business. So those are the three systems I think you should have. I think number one, you should have a way to organize your emails. Number two, a digital repository where you love to be able to put things. And then number three, an analog version. And this is really and truly simply a way to create personal knowledge management, or sometimes we refer to it as PKM. At the end of the day, wherever you decide to put things, please put them in a place that you can optimize for retrieval, not just for where it is. Because if you've ever had the experience of trying to find an asset and you can't find it, then it's likely because you just don't have a system for where you actually want to begin to put things. So I hope that helps. Whether you're reading a book, listening to an audiobook, watching a YouTube video, going to a conference, my hope is through those three things, you're able to get on top of your own personal and professional development. And speaking of, in February, we're hosting a personal leadership track, Lead Yourself First workshop. It is free. Tuesday, February the 24th, 10 to 12. You have a plan for your business, but you don't have a plan for your own personal development. Let's change that on that day. I'd love to see you there. Go to blueprintos.com/assets. blueprintos.com/assets. All right, everyone. Till next time, lead well and go big great. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you struggling to turn clicks into clients and grow your business with confidence? Well, DirectClicks has helped over 1,000 businesses increase their lead volume by an average of 300%. Built by business owners, for business owners, DirectClicks specializes in custom marketing solutions that deliver real results. From paid search campaigns and performance max to SEO and social media management, they provide the comprehensive digital marketing your business needs to grow. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners to the Above the Business podcast. If you visit directclicksinc.com/above the business, you'll get a free marketing campaign audit. They'll assess your website, social media, SEO, content, and paid advertising. Then they'll provide actionable recommendations. Plus, when you choose to partner with them, they'll waive all your setup fees. Don't miss this opportunity to grow your business with proven marketing strategies with DirectClicks. DirectClicksinc.com/above the business.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit CoachPConsulting.com to get started.
You have a plan for the business, but do you have a personal leadership plan to lead yourself first in 2026? As a small business owner, you likely did everything right in January. You set the goals, you got the team aligned, and you built the plan, but yet something still feels off. You're tired, exhausted, actually. Decision fatigue is setting in. You're having to put out fires instead of working on the strategic initiatives that you put forth in this year. The small business owners, we feel like we're firefighting all of the time without realizing that sometimes we're better arsonists than we are firefighters. And that's why I'm hosting a workshop on Tuesday, February the 24th. And that workshop is designed to help you to lead yourself first. You built a plan for the business, but do you have a personal leadership plan for yourself? Here's the truth. Your time and energy is the most valuable and finite resource in the business. As small business owners, we're constantly having to make the decisions of finite resources, time, energy, and money against unlimited options. What marketing plan, what team member we hire or don't hire, what strategic initiatives we move forward with. Sometimes those decisions can weigh on us. That's why we end up working long hours. We work into the weekends, and we don't take care of ourselves. You have a plan for the business, but do you have a personal leadership plan to lead yourself first in 2026 so you can actually execute on the plan that you have for the business? I'd love to invite you to our workshop, Lead Yourself First, Tuesday, February the 24th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Central. And in 2 hours, we'll put together some systems and processes for you so you can actually put rubber on the road and execute on the plan that you have for this year. Real leadership starts when you begin to lead yourself first. So go to blueprintos.com/assets, blueprintos.com/assets, and you can register completely for free. I look forward to seeing you there.